Your reaction to today's disappointing result here in the Irish Cup today, Warren?
Got it, to be honest. You know, I was down. Great second half by us, but the manner we give the goals away, it's not good enough. You know what I mean? Listen, they didn't work for their goals. We give them their goals. There was a bottom story, and that's football. You know, you've got to do your jobs, and unfortunately we didn't, but it was a fantastic second half performance. And, you know, we've got to take that forward. All right, Ronnie. Cheers, well done.
First half, three goals, not the greatest to give away from our point of view, were they?
No, they were awful goals, I'm being honest. Just the penalty, you know, he's given a penalty, and apparently that was their player that handballed it. And, you know, to be honest, I don't know what that official behind the goals is absolutely doing in football, because you can't speak to him. He didn't give it. He's closest to it. Unless it's not making excuses, but I don't know why these people are involved in football standard of football. But it's apparently second goal, awful. You know what I mean? With a chance to, silly free kick, yes, a giveaway, but you know, with a chance to clear it, didn't do it. You know, two of us got tangled up, didn't do it, give them a goal, and then the third one was the same with two players tackling each other, and then, you know, it's still a hell of a strike for him to score from there. And that's the horrible and disappointing thing, that, you know, we give them the goals today, but you know, the only positives I can take is the second half performance.
What did you say to them at half time, 3-0 down?
I told them that they've got to show pride. You know, Linfield teams don't surrender. You've got to go out there and stand up and be counted now. And, you know, they've certainly done that, and that's the pleasing thing. They showed fight and spirit, but we need that fight and spirit through them all the time. You know, they can't just turn up for games and think, oh, they're God-given right to win a match because they're Linfield. And listen, that's everyone. You know what I mean? You've got to earn that to win a game. And I said to them, look, this is going to go one way. You can end up getting beat 4-5-6 here, or else you can roll your sleeves up and dig in. And that's what I want. I was pleased with the second half performance, but obviously it was late and not good enough. You know, come the 90 minutes.
Maybe another 5 minutes, we could have even got the draw there, couldn't we?
Yeah, I think we could have. You know, Andy had a fantastic chance. Ross won as well. So, you know, on another night, you know, we could have. But saying that, you know, it's just the goals have disappointed me, because you shouldn't have to worry about that with the goals we're conceding at the moment.
Stephen Murray took the two goals well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. You know, he's a good player, Stephen. I said energy, but you know, he puts in a good shift, and I'm pleased for him. You know, but we've just got to dust ourselves down now. 8 games to go, and as I say, focus on that.
Rodney Brown came on and made a bit of a difference.
He did. Rodney came on, he showed no fear, showed energy. And I say, he's a good kid, Rodney. You know, he's one I think for the future would do well. And that's the pleasing thing. And listen, there was a couple of them come on, I thought Kirk come on and done well as well. And look, that's the way I want to play football, like we did in that second half. That's a Linfield way, and that's what we've got to take on board and play that way.
I know the conditions were the same for both teams, but just describe what the pitch was like.
Ronnie nailed it. You know, the pitch was awful to play. It was like an ice rink, and people don't know how hard it was to play on. You know, it was difficult. You know what I mean, it wasn't nice. You know, it was running, the ball was sliding here and the ball was sliding there. But you know, at the end of the day, as I say, you don't use that as excuses, you know.
8 cup finals to go.
Yeah, there is 8 cup finals to go. You know, we've just got to focus on that. There's going to be a lot of football being played. And at the end of the day, as I say, that's what we've got to worry about. You know, coming into this split, whatever, we've just got to concentrate in this club and hopefully get it right.
It's all about bouncing back after third setback, isn't it?
Yeah, we need that fight and character from the second half for the next 8 games. I said that, and I don't like cheaters, and you know, I don't like people cheating themselves, and that's just said, I need to show that passion for the next 8 games.
Big crowd we brought down today too, wasn't it? Just disappointing for them. But
listen, the fans are fantastic, and said that there, you know, and they've got to stick by us, you know, because we will get it right. Yes, you know, we haven't won the league in the last 2 years, but you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and I'm trying to put things in here that are what I want to do, and the boys are buying into it, and you know, fingers crossed, as I say, you know, that there's good players in there. We just need to get that wee bit of character, because you know, you look at it, we've given teams goals. You know, no one scored a fantastic goal against us. We've given teams goals, and that's a disappointing thing.
Let's go again next Saturday, one.
Certainly.